Clifford needs support. Burns has made a run inside. Hardy Clifford, it's dangerous. The hand pass is there. It's flicked out. It's there to Joe O'Connor, though. Still a chance for Terry. Joe O'Connor back to Shawnee Shea. Shawnee O'Shea, will he get the two-pointer? He's outside the arc. He's got David Clifford. Oh no, here he comes. David Clifford has it, and it's gone.
Wide, referee.
Less than 2 minutes to go as Clifford kicks the ninth wide. There's 100 seconds left in Croke Park. Oh my God, it's pandemonium here. Absolute pandemonium.
This kick out is critical.
One possession to fulfill a lifetime of dreams.
Win this kick out, and we have.
Livingston goes long. Matthew Ruan, Jack Carney. It's touched by a mailman. It's not there. Kerry Havitt. It's Evan Looney. Looney, is he under pressure by Conor Loftus? Still there. It's kicked it inside. Oh my God, Shawnee O'Shea. They come in for a goal. It's passed across. Carney gets a hand in. It's no foul. It's still there. Oh my God, there's less than a minute to go. And there's a man free on the far side. Are Kerry going to go for it? It's Graham O'Sullivan. David Clifford's lurking. He's going to go for it. He missed one a moment ago. His brother Paddy has it. There's less than 60 seconds remaining in Croke Park. Mayo lead by two. They're a minute away from the All-Ireland. I can't call Martin.
No. They've got their arc in place. The fresh players, Paddy Clifford's on the ball. This is critical.
He's trying to get the pass out of Shawnee Shea. Shawnee Shea's going for it. Is he going to get it? Up you get Jack Livingston. Yes. It's there for David McBride. Mayo have the ball. Get it out of there.
Go on, get men loose.
They have men loose.
We have men loose. They have to get a goal.
It's over. There's 30 seconds. There's 5 seconds to go.
He has an advantage on the play. Take your referee.
The famine is over. The curse be turned. Hit the nuclear button. Mayo have won the All-Ireland. He's coming for you. He's coming for you.
Oh my God. Oh, wonderful.
Oh my God.
What a match.
Oh my God.
What a match.
Mayo have done it. Out Martin, 75 years. How on God's earth can you sum this up? Oh my God.
That was just, I tell you, I cannot get over this. This is just incredible. Look at, on the 57 years ago, Neil Armstrong was the first man to land on the moon. And he uttered the immortal phrase, one small step for man, one giant step for mankind. Today, this is a giant step for male football. This is remarkable. A team of heroes, invincibles. This is simply wonderful.
Oh my
Not
God.
Alone to win the All-Ireland, win the fourth ever, but to beat the Kingdom, to beat Kerry in one of the great, great, great All-Irelands that was played at pace, that was played with purpose. Oh my good God. I keep talking, if you're living over in the land, I know you're in the land of the comb over, and I know you've written the definitive book, The House of Pain. And it's about the shortcomings and setbacks of Mayo. But now you can add a new chapter in the next edition. And as Sam is home, found that for 75 years.
Listen, just take this in. Take it in. I've never seen anything like it. Croke Park is orange, and green and red. It's absolutely magic. As the Sound Doctors play out.
Oh, it's just wonderful. And right on Donoghue is up there under the hill.
Look at him.
My God, above that, shoot that little man dance.
I tell you one thing, there's only one man picking up footballer of the year, and that's Ryan O'Donoghue.
John Gallagher in Black Sod, in Chuck Sean, John Jones. Jesus Christ above, 3 points for a must. No doubt about it, that was a game for heroes. It has satisfied the craving that generations have longed for. It has been 75 years.
Oh, the green and red Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore, forevermore. From its rolling coastal waters I can see Kilpatrick's Peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climb the reek, where St. Patrick in its solitude looked down across Clubin, and with the ringing of his bell called the faithful there to pray.
Welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on a beautiful Wednesday, Christchurch Saturday night, and Kapiti Coast and Access Radio Wellington on a Saturday night. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, the famine is over. The famine is over. Mayo are All-Ireland football champions, and we're going to have a big Mayo theme running through the programme tonight. And what a great start there was the last 3 minutes of commentary from Midwest Radio, followed by a song that's been played over and over again, The Saw Doctors and the Green of and Red of Mayo. Probably one of the most exciting football finals for many years. 75 years of heartbreak, and the celebrations will continue for weeks, months, and maybe possibly years in Mayo, and more about that on the programme tonight. But I've dug up as many songs as I can with the Mayo connection. So we'll blast in here to Take Me Home to Mayo by the Dublin City Ramblers. Dublin City Ramblers and Take Me Home to Mayo. Well, that's where Sam went on Monday evening after the victorious Mayo team travelled back to Castlebar via train. I think if they took the bus down like Galway did after their win in 1998, they probably wouldn't be in Castlebar yet. There'd be so many people wanting to see them, but they went straight to Castlebar, and there was probably 50,000 or possibly more people in Castlebar to greet them. And they're going to go now and visit. They were in Ballyhonus on Tuesday night. I think they're Claremorris, I think Crossmolina Thursday night, and then Claremorris. They're going to every town that a player was from. And of course, it was one of the great finals. Nobody gave Mayo a chance. And Andy Moran said, you know, people had a good go at them. In fact, every pundit last week predicted Kerry, and probably with good reason. Kerry won 39 All-Ireland titles since the GAA were founded in 1884, and they were the current champions, and they had some of the best players. And but Mayo players, despite being down, the team were down by 7 points at one stage, and most people would have thrown in the towel, but they fought back, and stars were born. And one of the biggest stars is a young 18-year-old boy who just did the Leaving Cert. He hasn't got the results yet, but he's got honours that he was in sport. That's Kobe MacDonald from Crossmolina. And before he was even selected for Mayo, he was hired or brought into the St Kilda AFL system in Melbourne. So he's flying down there this week with his family. So plenty of more stories about the Mayo celebrations on the programme tonight, as well as other bits and pieces of news from Ireland, and we're going to continue with another theme song. And I'm sure there was plenty of prayers said in Knock over the weekend and over the last few weeks. But anyway, here is Christy and his version of the Knock song.
Yeah, I was playing down Achill Island one night. Stevens' night it was. I was on before the disco. But the disco didn't start till 6 in the morning. It's a little bit of good old crack anyway. And I pulled out of Achill about 8 o'clock. Heading back up to Dublin, but the weather bad, like the roads were broken. And I pulled over for a bit of a kip in the van and woke up next morning into a field. Bathroom vibe. Had a look around, but yes, there was a big runway. I didn't know what was going down at all. Like. I knew there was an aerodrome in Ballydunnell. I knew there's one in Collinstown and one in Rhinan and one down in Weston, but I didn't know there was one in the Knock. So I made some inquiries anyway in Charlestown. Into Murray's pub there in Charles, I said, Jerry, what in the name of God is that runway doing out there, Jerry? He told me the whole story. 100 years ago, there was 2 children going home from school and they took a shortcut across the fields and just the Blessed Virgin appeared to them. And I said to Jerry, it's a good job she didn't appear in the next field because it's full of rocks. Oh, she knew what she was doing all right, I said. At the early age of 38, me mother said, go west. I spent 2 days writing this song number. Jesus, have you ever listened to it? Not shagging dire straits you have here, you know. The early age of 38, me mother said, go west. Get up, says she, and get a job, says I, I'll do me best. I pulled on me Wellingtons to march to Kilchamock. But I took a wrong turn in Charlestown, and I ended up in Knock. Oh, once this quiet crossroads was a place of gentle prayer, where Catholics got indulgent once or twice a year. You could buy a pair of rosary beads or get your candles blessed. If you had a guilty conscience, you could get it off your chest. And then came the priest from Parthry, Father Horden was his name. Ever since he's been appointed, Knock has never been the same. Ah, be God, says Jem, 'tis 80 years since Mary was a doubt. 'Tis time for another miracle, and he blew the candle out. Oh, yeah, from Fatima to Bethlehem and from Lourdes to Kilchamock. Well, I never seen a miracle like the airport up and up. And to establish terra firma, he drew up a 10-year plan. And he started running bingo around 1961. He built a fabulous basilica upon the holy ground. And once he had a focal point, well, he started to expand. And Jim, the chip shops and bed and breakfasts sprung up overnight. Oh, once a place for quiet retreat, now it's a holy site. All sorts of fancy restaurants for every race and creed. Oh, where black and white and yellow pilgrims could get a mighty feed. Oh, we had the Blessed Virgin here, Father Horden did declare. And Foster and Alan, they appeared just over there. Now do you mean to tell me, says he in total shock, that I am not entitled to an old airport here to Knock? The TDs were lobbied and harassed with talk of promised votes, and people who'd been loyal for years spoke of changing courts. Excommunication was threatened upon the flock, who said it was abortive building airports up in Knock. Oh, now everyone is happy, in the miracle it's complete. Father Horden got his old runway, and it's 18,000 feet. All sorts of planes could land there, of that there's little doubt. It'll be handy now for George Bush to knock Gaddafi out. From Fatima to Bethlehem, and from Lourdes to Kilchamock. Well, I never seen a miracle like the airport up and up. Now poor old Father Jim has gone to the airport in the sky. And down in Barnacoiga, he keeps a friendly eye on Ryanair and Aer Lingus as they fly to and fro. Oh, we'll never see his likes again in the plains of Sweet Mayo. Oh, did NATO donate the dough, me boys? Did NATO donate the dough? Did NATO donate the dough, me boys? Did NATO donate the dough? From Fatima to Bethlehem and from Lourdes to Kitchimont. Well, I never seen a miracle like the airport of the night.
Christy Moore and Knock, and there'll be many songs written about Knock or about Mayo team in the weeks and months ahead. The fantastic weather, the final was played in excellent conditions, and it's in fact there's drought conditions in many parts of Ireland at the moment. There's water restrictions pretty much in every county with rain badly needed. So from going to really very wet weather in June, to now gone nearly a month in many places without any decent rain. But everywhere you look on all the websites, it's all talking about what happened in Mayo over the weekend. And one comment here, the Irish Independent today said, this was like Italia 1990 multiplied by a river dance, and resistance was futile. How Mayo's win converted a South Dublin GAA cynic. And Martin Breheny, in his article, he says, Andy Morden, the manager, a former player, and Mayo did a great service to football. 83,000 people in Croke Park, and probably 63,000 were from Mayo. But the fact was, everybody, even Kerry players and indeed their Kerry fans, didn't begrudge the win to Mayo, because long time, 1951, quite a few connections with 51. The last time they won, Sean Flanagan from Ballyhadrine, who went on to become a Fianna Fáil politician, he was captain, and they all had to change their jerseys that day and play in a white jersey because of a clash of colours. That time, I think, it was with Meade. So they played in the white jerseys the other day, and the excitement was unbelievable leading up to the final. And I know we got some nice feedback to our interview with James Horden last week, and I'm sure James and indeed all the former players and managers will be celebrating this week. It's just brought a big bounce to the west of Ireland, and the bounce will continue this week because the world famous Galway Racing Festival got underway on Monday. That used to be a 2.5 day festival back in the 60s. It's now a 7 day festival and brings huge numbers of visitors to the west of Ireland. So I'm sure there'll be a few of the Mayo players down there celebrating before the end of the week. Well, I'm sure there was great crack in every pub in Mayo over the last few days, and then pubs owned by Mayo people all over the world. But a famous chieftain has his own pub in Westport, Matt Malloy, and here is a live session recorded a number of years ago from the chieftains at Matt Malloy's pub.
All set, everybody. Half a four. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Chieftains there, live from Matt Malloy's pub in Westport in County Mayo, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And a big emphasis tonight on the success of the Mayo football team, who won their fourth All-Ireland title since the GAA began. They had been in 13 finals or 11 plus two replays over the last 30 years, and no success. But it all came to fruition on Sunday evening at about 5-5 in Croke Park. And of course, I watched the game on GAA Plus, as I'm sure many of you here in New Zealand did. And it was just the scenes afterwards. The speech by the Mayo captain from Ballyhaunis was unbelievable. He said somebody asked him on Monday, when did he write it? He said he started writing it after the victory over Louth a few weeks ago. But it was a well-written speech. And of course, he thanked so many people that have been involved with Mayo. But the man that brought them the victory is former player Andy Moore, only appointed last year after Kevin McStay was kind of his tenure was cut early. I think he had a 3-year contract. He was sacked last year, and obviously he'd be happy, but I don't see any comments or anything from him online over the last few days congratulating Mayo. I know there was a lot of people unhappy the way he was dumped, but Morden came in. He had a bit of history coaching Leitrim, and I think he'd coached Monaghan as well. And not long, in fact, he might still be playing for his club, Balhadrin. But he came in and he gave free rein to these players as the GA rules changed a few years ago with the which has brought a lot of excitement to where players can kick a two-pointer from outside a semicircle about 30 or 40 metres out. And this is what Mayo practised. And even though they missed quite a few of these two-pointers in the first half, the manager didn't tell them to stop trying. And of course, it paid dividends in the end. But the game was in the balance till the last minute, as you would have heard in that commentary early on. Let's take another bit of music. I've developed this song, Mayo Will Always Be Home, by a singer called Jerry Guthrie. Never heard of him before, but anyway, we give him a blast here.
The barman's calling, time gentlemen please. At a dark corner table, he seemed ill at ease. His face told the story, his eyes would betray. He said, friend, are you going my way? An old faded picture he kept in his coat. It came with a letter that his mother wrote. Taken at Easter 1963, he said, everyone's there except me. He talked of the sun, the cloud on Sleeve Moor. Barely a man when he left behind someone who still crosses his mind. He said they're all gone now, there's nobody home. His mother saw 90, she died all alone. Time wasn't in it to bid her goodbye. I would hurt see this old man cry. Mayo will always be home, no matter wherever I roam. Although we're divided by land and by sea, Mayo will always be home to me. Old man and me, we stopped by the old home one last time to see the house and the garden, the open half door. And he said, as we stood on the shore, Mayo will always be home.
You're welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling with a special programme looking back on the success of Mayo, who won their All-Ireland, fourth All-Ireland final after a 75 years of famine. And lots of Mayo songs here. And I know at lovely comments last week, I did pay mention Vincent McHale on my interview last week with James Horan. Of course, Vincent was originally from Mayo, played for Mayo in the late 40s. I remember him telling me that he couldn't play. I think he was in the league team in 50, wasn't allowed to play because he was studying that time for the priesthood in All Hallows. But Vincent obviously moved to Auckland, very involved in the Gaelic football here, himself and Paddy Cummins for many, many years. And I'm sure Vincent up there with all the other Mayo greats that have gone to their eternal rest looking down at that team on Sunday, and would have shed a tear, like I'm sure lots of other Mayo fans did. And there was some poignant scenes of a man from, I think he was from Swinford, and literally as the final whistle blew, he was sitting close where the Orcola is. He just went down and kissed the ground in Crow Park. And of course, his story has gone viral. He's a shopkeeper, florist. I think it's a Swinford he is, but or it might be Kilmaine. But he just said the emotion of seeing his team win, he just couldn't believe it. And there was quite a few people, even people that I know, that didn't believe that Mayo had won, despite, you know, on Monday morning when they got up, because they got up to so many Monday mornings after previous losses. Anyway, other news in Ireland, the weather still very, very warm. And of course, the unbelievable scenes unfolding in France and Spain. France now, nearly 300,000 people have been moved close to Bordeaux, and these fires are creeping closer and closer to the Bordeaux city every hour. So the French President Macron said this is the biggest mobilization of people since the Second World War, and the same thing is happening with Spain. Obviously, the question has to be asked. Global warming, are people going to pay heed to this? And we've seen these big fires in Canada as well. And we know the States and California had huge fires a few years ago. And there was a big fire down in the Cumbria Mountains in Tipperary and up in Wicklow last week as well. So the weather is getting warmer and warmer and causing unbelievable grief. Right, we're going to continue on another song. I found this one, I think it's a few years old, but anyway, it was a song that was recorded when Mayo were last in the All-Ireland final, but I'm sure it's appropriate anyways. It's called Mayo for Sam.
Oh, we've been waiting for so long to find the perfect team. 62 long years living on a dream. Oh, but this time things are different. That's what Andy says. They've been training day and night, and they've kept such level heads. Oh, we're bringing Sammy Mac back home to the West. I'll get my heart, James Horan, tattooed across my chest. I'll ask the barber to give me an Aidan O'Shea, and even Joe Brawley. Say, Mayo for Sam. This is the finest Mayo team we've ever seen. We've still got Dylan and we've Higgins and the blowing from Ballinadreen. The whole country knows not to mess with Tom Kniff. You'd have a better chance surviving a fall from the Min on cliffs. Across my chest, I ask the barber to give me an Aidan O'Shea, and even Joe Brawley, oh, he'll say, Mayo for Sam. I know it hasn't been easy. We lost poor old Davy Clark. And when O'Connor grabbed his shoulder, I'll tell you, there was fear across Crow Park. But the young lad, Rob
Robert Henley, I stepped up to the plate. And with the power of Alan Freeman, my God, you'd swear it was all by fate.
Oh, we're bringing Sammy Mac back home to the West Side again. My heart, James Warren, tattooed across my chest. I lost the power to give me an Aidan O'Shea. And even Joe Brawley, oh, he'll say, Mayo for Sam. Well, this team will look for sharp, lining up for Michael G. Mahan's lovely socks and the legs on Mickey C. Sure, at this stage, these lads could change water into wine, and we'll all be raising a glass in Mayo this time. Oh, we're bringing Sammy Mac back home to the West. I'll get my heart, James Warren, tattooed across my chest. I lost the barber to give me an Aidan O'Shea. And even Joe Brawley, oh, you say, oh, yes, we're bringing Sammy Mac back home to the West. I'll get my heart, James Warren, tattooed across my chest. I asked the barber to give me an Aidan O'Shea. And even Joe Brawley, oh, he'll say, Mayo for Sam.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And remember, the late Hugh Green always was in Ireland this time of the year and loved going back to his native Donegal, but also spent about 4 or 5 days down at Galway for the races. And of course, Hugh, over 30 years ago, was honoured with an honorary doctorate from the University College Galway, or NUIG Galway. But I'm sure many of Hugh's friends from Donegal that are still alive will be down there enjoying the world famous racing festival. And I was doing a bit of a bio for a book that's going to be published about Galway people doing different things at home and abroad. And I remember when I was doing that, sending that information to the man organising it, Joe Connolly, last weekend, I remember back to some of the highlights of the programme of people I interviewed. But in relation to Galway races, at the height of the Celtic Tiger, talking to the late Jim Fahey, who we linked up with regularly, and Jim was out in Ballybrit. The program, we were doing it live then on a Wednesday, and he was there. It was about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and there was Jim on the day of the Galway Plate. And he said, Oliver, there's another one coming now, another one coming, another one shaking off. There was helicopters coming and going every 5 minutes. They were coming from hotels all over the west of Ireland, dropping people off, probably many of them going to the famous Fianna Fáil fundraising tent. But these were in the days of money everywhere. The Celtic Tiger was roaring, and people just didn't know what to do with all the money they had. And then it all came crumbling down a few years later. But I remember those link-ups with the late Jim Fahey, and to other people we linked up with, Charlie Collins and Highland Radio. And Charlie obviously would be happy to see Mayo win the other day. You know, passionate Donegal supporter. And Tom McSweeney down in Cork. I hear from Tom from time to time. Tom retired from RTE. Okay, we'll continue on and take another bit of music. And this time it's Desi O'Halloran. And I think Sharon Chan is with them, and they're singing All About the Boys from the County Mayo.
Got away from the land of the shamrock and heaven, search of the heaven. As exiles we roam,
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and there was the voice from the County Mayo by Desi O'Halloran. Now, a bit of a confession to make here. I'm off to Ireland myself this week. I hopefully might meet Sam when I'm over there in the west of Ireland. I've got family living in Fairmorris in Mayo, so we might be travelling when I'm over there. But Ireland Calling will continue. I've recorded the next programme for the next 3 weeks. And plenty of music there. So you won't hear me updating you on news or anthem, but you'll hear an hour of good music. And I'll be back again at the end of August, heading over there, obviously, to catch up with my own family, that Fergus is in Singapore, Sinead's in London, and Patrick in Edinburgh. So I've got three stops along the way, and then meeting my own family back in Kilcairn, Galway. And I'll be there to celebrate my uncle Micheál's 100th birthday on the 20th of August. And he was a classmate of Vincent McHale at St. Charles College in Tuam back in the 40s. And he retired diplomat. And I also want to say hello to my nephew, Shorsha, or Garage, and his girlfriend, Amy, who are visiting here from Guernsey in the Channel Islands at the moment. And they wanted a Christy Moore song. So I'll, what do you call it, Bright Blue Rose. We'll bring Christy back in here again with Bright Blue Rose for Garage and Amy, who are travelling around New Zealand.
Black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. And she, like a ghost beside me, goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned and shamed and harmed. For she is the perfect creature, natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the alchemist's stone. Discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand, and it is a holy thing, and a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget-me-nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. For all of you who must discover, understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand, and it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget-me-nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. One bright blue rose outlives all those
2,000 years and still it goes to ponder his debt and his life eternally.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, and we got a few more minutes to update you on some of the other news. Sadly, there was a terrible accident in Shercock and Cavan. I think it was last Friday evening with a young woman killed, and now breaking news today, her 10-year-old daughter died in hospital in Dublin. Very, very sad. There was, I think, three fatal accidents in Ireland. There was a young person killed on a knee scooter as well. And of course, that e-scooter debate, there's a debate on last week on whether they'd be banned, but they're banned currently for under 16s. And, you know, they're now trying to ensure that people that are using them over 16 are wearing high-vis clothing and a helmet. But other news is a young qualified solicitor has been arrested last week. She was traveling to arrested in Monaghan. She had an incendiary device in her car, and another 40-year-old man has also been arrested in connection with the same incident. So not a lot of information about that at the moment, but very disturbing to think that you know, there would still be people out there planning to do some awful things after all the tragedy that has happened in Northern Ireland over the last before the ceasefires and the end of the terrible rounds of violence, which culminated in the Oman bombing on 15th of August 1998. I see Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan, he's making changes aimed at ending a solicitor payment dispute. This has been going on where solicitors who are working for the state are refusing to take on jobs as a result of a pay dispute. So interesting to see it's been going on for the last few weeks. Well, Pica did very well with Cape Verde, but unfortunately the dream with his team that he's captain, Shamrock Rovers, has come to an end in their Champions League qualification. They had a win at home in Tala in Dublin tonight, but they went out 3-2 in aggregate to a team from Armenia. But I think they go back into the second tier competition. And of course, there's a number of athletes from Northern Ireland competing, as there are here from New Zealand, in the Commonwealth Games. Daniel Whitman didn't do too well in swimming, and McLennigan, the boy on the horse, you know, that won the gold medal in the Olympics last year, he didn't win any medal either, but probably focusing more on World Championships and indeed the next Olympics, which will be in LA in 2 years time. Right, let's continue on. We'll have time for probably one or two more songs, and we'll go with Daniel O'Donnell and Moonlight in Mayo.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft voice, soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye. Irish eyes are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me with true Irish love. Sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For two Irish eyes are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me with true Irish love, caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Yes, sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Well, there's been beautiful moonlights all over the world for the last few nights, and I'm sure the moonlight in Mayo and the moon going down over Kilpatrick has been a sight to see this week. And I'm sure there will be celebrations for many a moonlight night and a sunny day all over Mayo, and indeed with Mayo communities all over the world, as they celebrate winning the Sam Maguire Cup. The publicity of it, there was messages of congratulations from former President Joe Biden, Oasis, a couple of other musicians, and you know, that commentary played at the start was featured on the local newspaper here on Monday. So it's gone global. It was the huge event, and you know, All Ireland champions sounds very well. They're in America, they'd be called world champions, but a fantastic time for the people of Mayo, indeed for the people of Ireland. It just brought a smile to everybody.